I'd like you to turn to Isaiah 58. I'll read from, to get the context in which this is found, from verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have ye fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with a fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul. It is to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day of the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every man, every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they shall say of thee, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. And if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This looks forward for Israel for a coming day. But how applicable are the thoughts, really, what God is looking for, of the humble and contrite spirit that seeks after him? They were going through all the ritual, the fasting. They were crying to the Lord, and God, he did not hear them. he would not hear them. He knew what they were doing, but he says, that's not what I'm looking for. In the first section that we read. And he tells them what he is looking for. And then the response when he speaks this, and you know, really, when you think of this, what he's looking for, it's really what the Lord himself, when he came into this world, as Isaiah tells us earlier, he came with a message to preach the gospel to the poor and to raise up the fallen, to encourage the faint, to heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind, feed the hungry. This was his ministry in a scene. Everything could be and would be discouraging. But he came in this way from the presence of God, came here into this scene and to minister in that way to his people. And you know, there were those that followed. There were those that responded to this. It was but a remnant, but there were those who followed him. And what blessing resulted as it was displayed. And now he is looking for that, and that will happen in a coming day when we express, and as our brother opened this meeting in prayer. You know, God is listening. He knows what our hearts are saying. He knows and how to answer, and he has wonderful promises that he gives us. He says that when he goes on to answer in verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Just underlining that thought. It is mercy that we've expressed. If it wasn't for the mercy of the Lord, we would all be consumed long before. But he says, I will have mercy upon him if we cry unto him, call upon him.